And a recent survey from financial services firm of Edward Jones revealed that while 7 out of 10 women say they feel confident in their financial knowledge, actually research shows that only 66% of them have never consulted a financial advisor. So joining me on the KGMI Newsline is Ingrid Philippe, a financial advisor from Edward Jones and located in Seattle, Washington, to talk about some recent research that you've done that is pretty surprising. Thank you for your time, Ingrid.
Good afternoon.
And so what is some of this research that you guys have been doing that you found out about women and their finances?
Exactly. So, Tessa, just as you were saying, 7 out of 10 women feel confident in their financial knowledge, but 66% have never met with a financial advisor. Another concern is that a quarter of women are saying that saving for retirement is a top priority in the next 3 to 5 years. Not so great. It seems to be a disconnect between what women know to do and what they're actually doing.
And why do you think there is that difference?
Well, I think that women tend to, and I mean, both of us are very busy. Tess, I don't know if you have kids. I do. I have 3 boys. We tend to focus on short-term, immediate, family-related financial priorities over our long-term financial strategy.
And if you were to give some advice for women, what are some of the things that you would recommend?
I would say act, get motivated. It can seem overwhelming to have big, long-term goals. I think many women feel that we have to do everything at once. It's helpful to break down your goals into something manageable that you can achieve over time. There's no need to do it all at the same time, but know what matters to you and how you can start chipping away today and reach out to a financial advisor.
And so some of this research, it focuses around women. What are some of the differences, though, with men and women in terms of some of the research that you did?
Well, I think the most compelling statistic that we have, we all know that women live longer than men, and 80% of men die married, 80% of women die single. The thing that's the most disquieting is that a lot of women wait until some major life event to start creating a financial strategy, and that's not the best way to manage this, especially when you're looking at the transfer of wealth of $68 trillion over the next 25 years that's going to be transferred to single women.
Why is it beneficial for women to consult a financial advisor?
A financial advisor is like a life coach. They're going to listen to you, find out what's important to you, and then create actionable financial strategies tailored around what you want to achieve and what you're looking at for your unique financial situation.
And for someone who has never been to a financial advisor, just to kind of break down the process, how does that work? Are there financial advisors in all communities? Does it cost money? What are some of the basics of if you do decide you want to go check out a financial advisor?
The key is with Edward Jones. We do not charge for consultations. So that's a key thing. The second thing to keep in mind is to have in mind what's important to you. I mean, what are your life goals? What are you trying to achieve? And that's going to depend on where you are in your life right now. The second thing is to bring those ideas to somebody that can create actionable financial strategies with you and then can work with you over the long term to help you achieve them.
And Ingrid, what final advice would you give for women wanting to become financially empowered?
Start now. Don't wait for a life event to get off the sidelines. That's not a financial strategy. Work with a financial advisor to build a strategy and let them help you make good financial decisions over a lifetime.
When women lack financial confidence, how does that impact their life?
Well, what I've seen, and I do work with a lot of women in my practice, is that they tend to put their trust in people that do not have fiduciary responsibility. A fiduciary responsibility means that I am required by law to look out for your best interests. I am held to that standard. And what I find is women tend to defer to men that don't necessarily that aren't required to have their best interests at heart. So if there's one piece of advice, even if you feel that you do have somebody looking out for you or looking out after your finances, that you get a second set of eyes from somebody that does have a fiduciary responsibility. It doesn't cost anything, and it's really a good way to get perspective on where you are now and whether or not you're going to be able to achieve those financial goals.
What would you say to women who think that they don't have any extra money to spare to invest or to save?
Start now. Really, it doesn't matter how much you start with, because time is your greatest asset.
And where can people go to learn more about Edward Jones, or if they want to see a financial advisor at Edward Jones?
So edwardjones.com/women is a great starting point. They have a number of resources available. I think a lot of what happens when we start doing research is we can be overwhelmed by everything that's out there, and this is a great starting point.
And is Edward Jones focused just on women, or are they open for financial advisory for anyone?
Absolutely, for anybody. We want the Edward Jones is tailored around the needs of the serious long-term investor. So people that are going to stay with it, if you will, stay in touch over the long term so that they can achieve their financial goals.
Ingrid Philippe, a financial advisor from Edward Jones in Seattle, Washington, talking with me about how female can really start to get their finances on track and start looking at the long-term goals rather than just what is right in front of them. Thank you so much for your time, Ingrid.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.